Hey there, it's your girl here, P.E., Pastor Erica. So I've heard it said, oh, that voice. You know, the last time I did a podcast, it was my therapy is your therapy. My story is your story. You remember that one? Yeah, that's about 3+ years ago when I was going through this crazy divorce. And the way I got through that time is just sharing my story in a way that would help lift those who were dealing with what I was dealing with. And I found out that podcasting is kind of fun. It helps you to know you're not alone. Plus, it's like having a conversation with a group of friends who empathize with your storyline. And though you may be worlds apart and have never met, somehow, through podcasting, you connect. So, here I am again. It is now 2020, oh my God, and I'm back at podcasting, this time for good. I have much to share with you about my journey to recovery, but more than that, I'm turning this room into a life room. I am. Let's grow somewhere together. I want to give you life. Yes, I do. So it's that morning daily devotion that gives life. All right, tell somebody about it. I'm back. Pastor Erica is podcasting again. Hello there, it's your girl here, P.E., Pastor Erica, with another episode of Memos That Give Life. You know, I love telling stories. You know, Jesus was a storyteller. He would use parables to help his listeners understand better the principles of the kingdom. And so, I guess that's why I love telling stories. So there's one story that I absolutely, absolutely hold on to. And this story is about the man who was visiting an estate. He had a private invitation to a large estate. A very, very wealthy man was showing a group of people his property. You know, when I think about it, I think of Willy Wonka. I don't know if you ever heard that, saw that movie before. Where you have to have a golden ticket to get in. Anyway, let me come back. So, wealthy man invites this ordinary man on the property. He shows them all of his estate. Then he shows everyone this vast body of water. He said, I own almost every known water predator there is. And he thought he was given a joke when he said to the group, if anyone jumps in and make it to the other side, I'll give that man anything he wants. You know, he was joking, obviously. And all of a sudden, you hear a splash. And you hear, ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch. And you see this man, everyone stops and watch this man trucking, working for his life. He makes it to the other side. And he's breathing really hard. And so the owner goes over to the other side and he said, man, are you crazy? Are you really insane? He said, I was just playing, but now I want to know, what do you want? I'll give you anything. You are crazy. And the man said, while he was out of breath, I want to know the name of the person who pushed me in. What is the moral of the story, Pastor Erica? Well, some things are unfair. 2020 pushed us in. Some things you were pushed into. You wasn't expecting it. It came all out of the blue. You were forced to start that business because you got laid off because of a pandemic. You were forced to raise your children alone because of a divorce of something. some things we just don't ask for. We've just been pushed into. You were forced to do the work of emotionally healing because you were put in a position where you had to finally face yourself. I don't know where you are and what are the circumstances that pushed you into the water. But I tell you what, if you keep going, you're going to make it to the other side. And when you do, not only will God allow you to remember who pushed you in the best light, but you will have whatever it is you desire. So this is just a short reminder to keep your eyes on the kingdom. I wonder what he was thinking while he was in the water and piranhas and all kind of flesh-eating water creatures were in there. You know, I know there's a lot of pending death around you. But if you seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, everything shall be added. Not only that, the Lord will send his angels to be your circumference. Mm-hmm. He's your protector. He's a strong tower. He is your shelter. You should run into Christ and you will find safety. You're about to be blessed. It's a whole setup. You can go ahead and stop being mad now. You can send them a memo and tell them, thank you. Thank you for pushing me in. Oh, God. Some of you got to go send push cards. That's really good. That's really good. You got to go send push cards. Hey, thank you for pushing me in. Oh, stop being mad at all these people. Stop being mad at the person that got you fired. Send them a push card because now your digits look good. Your bank account look good. You've been forced and thrust into a position where you can find out who you really are. Now you're discovering what you're really made of. I know in my journey, when I went through that divorce, and you know, if you've heard my podcast before, you know all about it. At least the parts that I've been released of the Lord to tell you that, you know. Because even though you get a divorce, you don't have to be nasty about it, even if the person was in the wrong. So, I really, really, thinking about it, I thank them for pushing me in. I wouldn't have discovered who I really was in its full, and I'm still discovering it. I wouldn't have unpacked all the greatness that's inside of me. I want you to stop being mad. Catch your breath. Stop being mad and get glad because you discovered that you're a lot stronger than you thought you were. You got this. Send some push cards. Tell somebody thank you. And remember, on the other side, you'll get anything you want. All right, I love you dearly. Hey, I'm so glad you're listening. Remember, my story is our story, and here's the caveat. His victory, Christ Jesus, is our victory. We're on the winning side of this now. It's time to emerge. Good morning. Rise and shine. It's your girl here, P.E., Pastor Erica. And let me tell you something. If you're listening to the sound of my voice right now, then you are better than blessed. You are alive. 2020 has brought so many unfortunate things to some of our lives. And then there are those of us in the midst of the unfortunate have found surprising senses of purpose, surprising gifts. Anywho, you know, these last past little moments that I've had with you or memos have been about reminding you that we share in the victory of Christ, and it doesn't matter who pushed you in, you still win. So today, I just wanted to say he tried it. Who tried it? Satan. He tried it, but God turned it all around. So I was reminded of a story, you know. I like to tell stories. Here it comes. The story of a mom who decided to bring her young son to a musical where there was a master pianist. She noticed that
her son had this aptitude for music or this desire for it. Well, she was in there, and as they were waiting for the show to get started, you know, curtains closed, and it was still kind of, the lights up a little, and, you know, she starts seeing some of her friends on the other side, so she starts talking to them, and the little boy began to wander out behind the door that says personnel only, and he went behind the door, you know, mom just chatting away, not really paying much attention. But what captured him was this beautiful piano with a spotlight over it that was sitting on the stage, but the curtain was closed. And oh my God, it looked so beautiful. He was drawn to it. It was like a magnetism. He was drawn to it and it was drawn to him. And so he went down and started tinkering just a little bit on it. All of a sudden, the lights in the theater begins to come down. And mom began to frantically look for her son, and she could not find him. She's just looking, and everybody else getting still and quiet, because it was one of those atmospheres, the adult-only atmosphere. Usually they don't bring their children to this, but she wanted to expose him. All of a sudden, the curtains open, and this little boy, this little baby of sorts, is sitting there playing this piano, and it doesn't sound like Bach or anything else. It doesn't sound like a master pianist at all. So the people begin to get really frustrated and upset and begin to boo and coo and get angry and said, whose child is this? Don't they know better to bring their child to something like this? She's embarrassed, but she's conflicted and she wants to get him. And all of a sudden, the master pianist heard the ruckus from the back and decide to rush out onto the stage. And he rushes out onto the stage and he whispers into the little boy's ear, whatever you do, don't stop. And so the little boy just kept on playing, and the master pianist takes his hands and he gets on side of him and begin to take the little tinkering and make it a masterpiece. Whatever you do, don't stop. And all of a sudden, the sound began to change, mature, and becomes beautiful. And here's a showcase of something so beautiful on the stage that all the cooing and the complaining and the criticism dies down and becomes this overwhelming sound of praise and cheers. And once they're done, the master pianist say, now take your bow. And the young man takes his bow, and mom's, we have tears in her eyes. She's overly thankful. And, you know, her son goes on to be a master pianist. By loving kindness have I drawn thee. Anywho, the premise of this story, I love telling stories, is just the fact that we might not look so good at the next phase. We might be tinkering around with our purpose. We may sense this bigness about who we're meant to be and who we're meant to become. And as long as you don't stop, the Lord will come there, what was meant to be an embarrassing moment, what was meant to be a chaotic scene, the Lord will calm the crowd and he will perfect your efforts. Yes, when I said that he tried it, talking about Satan. Many times we step out on faith enamored because we feel our purpose calling us. Something huge is calling us. And we step out on faith to do that conference. We step out on faith to start that business. We step out on faith to even open ourselves up to another love. We step out on faith to preach that sermon, and here it is, people looking like, what in the world is she doing? What in the world is he doing? Whatever you do, honey, don't stop. There is a master pianist in the room, and he's listening for the sound of your faith. It was the young man's faith that I believe drew the pianist out of the room. Somehow he felt he was doing well. Somehow he still could see himself mastering the piece that he was playing. And when you can see yourself doing all God calls you to do, see yourself as the master of what God has called you to do, the Lord would come alongside of you and perfect your efforts. And yeah, the devil tried it. Maybe you were dropped in an unfortunate situation and you're just doing the best you can. Whatever you do, don't stop and do it not only in faith, but do it full of grace. Grace yourself. Many of us are working to brace ourselves from the critics. The young man never stopped. Just grace, G-R-A-C-E, yourself. Give yourself a break. You're not going to look like someone who's been doing this for years. You're not the master pianist yet, but you will become the master pianist if you just keep going. This is one of my all-time favorite stories because most people look at me and say, oh my God, Erica, you're so talented. You can do this. You are a brand architect. My God, you do graphic design work. By the way, I don't love doing it, but I do it. You can make anything into beautiful. Let me tell you something. Into a beautiful sight, yeah, but that's because I just don't know how to stop. Everything that I do now well, I at one point did it very, what's the word I want to use? Not so well. Anything that you're beginning to do now, if you keep going and keep moving with it, you're perfected later, even if it's crazy. So I'm encouraging you this morning. Yeah, he tried it, but don't you stop. Keep going. The master pianist will perfect your every move as long as it is done in faith. He said, without faith, it's impossible to please God. It is faith that is required. Huh. All righty. I pray that you were blessed on today. I pray that this memo has encouraged you and that you just get up off of your do nothing and get to doing something anyhow. Or you just keep going with what it is you're doing and let God perfect it. Remember, my story is our story. And here's the beautiful caveat. Christ Jesus, his victory is our victory. It's time to emerge. Good morning, rise and shine. It's your girl here, P.E., Pastor Erica. And let me tell you something. If you're listening to the sound of my voice right now, then you are better than blessed. You are alive. 2020 has brought so many unfortunate things to some of our lives. And then there are those of us in the midst of the unfortunate have found surprising senses of purpose, surprising gifts. Anywho, you know, these last past little moments that I've had with you or memos have been about reminding you that we share in the victory of Christ, and it doesn't matter who pushed you in, you still win. So today, I just want to say he tried it. Who tried it? Satan. He tried it, but God turned it all around. So I was reminded of a story, you know. I like to tell stories. Here it comes. The story of a mom who decided to bring her young son to a musical where there was a master pianist. She noticed that her son had this aptitude for music or this desire for it. Well, she was in there, and as they were waiting for the show to get started, you know, curtains closed and it was still kind of the lights up a little. And, you know, she starts seeing some of her friends on the other side. So she started talking to him, and the little boy began to wander out behind the door that says personnel only. And he went behind the door, you know, mom just chatting away, not really paying much attention. But what captured him was this beautiful piano with a spotlight over it that was sitting on the stage, but the curtain was closed. And oh my God, it looked so beautiful. He was drawn to it. It was like a magnetism. He was drawn to it and it was drawn to him. And so he went down and started tinkering just a little bit on it. All of a sudden, the lights in the theater begins to come down, and Mom began to frantically look for her son, and she could not find him. She's just looking, and everybody else getting still and quiet, because it was one of those atmospheres, the adult-only atmosphere. Usually, they don't bring their children to this, but she wanted to expose him. All of a sudden, the curtains open, and this little boy, this little baby of sorts, is sitting there playing this piano, and it doesn't sound like Bach or anything else. It doesn't sound like a master pianist at all. So the people begin to get really frustrated and upset and begin to boo and coo and get angry and say, whose child is this? Don't they know better to bring their child to something like this? She's embarrassed, but she's conflicted and she wants to get him. And all of a sudden, the master pianist heard the ruckus from the back and decide to rush out onto the stage. And he rushes out onto the stage and he whispers into the little boy's ear, whatever you do, don't stop. And so the little boy just kept on playing, and the master pianist takes his hands and he gets on side of him and begin to take the little tinkering and make it a masterpiece. Whatever you do, don't stop. And all of a sudden, the sound began to change, mature, and becomes beautiful. And here's a showcase of something so beautiful on the stage that all the cooing and the complaining and the criticism dies down and becomes this overwhelming sound of praise and cheers. And once they're done, the master pianist say, now take your bow. And the young man takes his bow, and Mom's, we have tears in her eyes. She's overly thankful. And, you know, her son goes on to be a master pianist. By loving kindness have I drawn thee. Anywho, the premise of this story, I love telling you stories, is that the fact that we might not look so good at the next phase. We might be tinkering around with our purpose. We may sense this bigness about who we're meant to be and who we're meant to become. And as long as you don't stop, the Lord will come there, what was meant to be an embarrassing moment, what was meant to be a chaotic scene, the Lord will calm the crowd and he will perfect your efforts. Yes, when I said that he tried it, talking about Satan. Many times we step out on faith enamored because we feel our purpose calling us. Something huge is calling us. And we step out on faith to do that conference. We step out on faith to start that business. We step out on faith to even open ourselves up to another love. We step out on faith to preach that sermon. And here it is, people looking like, what in the world is she doing? What in the world is he doing? Whatever you do, honey, don't stop. There is a master pianist in the room and he's listening for the sound of your faith. It was the young man's faith that I believe drew the pianist out of the room. Somehow he felt he was doing well. Somehow he still could see himself mastering the piece that he was playing. And when you can see yourself doing all God called you to do, see yourself as the master of what God has called you to do, the Lord will come alongside of you and perfect your efforts. And yeah, the devil tried it. Maybe you were dropped in an unfortunate situation and you're just doing the best you can. Whatever you do, don't stop and do it not only in faith, but do it full of grace. Grace yourself. Many of us are working to brace ourselves from the critics. The young man never stopped. Just grace, G-R-A-C-E, yourself. Give yourself a break. You're not going to look like someone who's been doing this for years. You're not the master pianist yet, but you will become the master pianist if you just keep going. This is one of my all-time favorite stories because most people look at me and say, oh my God, Erica, you're so talented. You can do this. You are a brand architect. My God, you do graphic design work. By the way, I don't love doing it, but I do it. You can make anything into beautiful. Let me tell you something. Into a beautiful sight, yeah, but that's because I just don't know how to stop. Everything that I do now well, I at one point did it very, what's the word I want to use? Not so well. Anything that you're beginning to do now, if you keep going and keep moving with it, you're perfected later, even if it's crazy. So I'm encouraging you this morning. Yeah, he tried it, but don't you stop. Keep going. The master pianist will perfect your every move as long as it is done in faith. He said, without faith, it's impossible to please God. It is faith that is required. All righty. I pray that you were blessed on today. I pray that this memo has encouraged you and that you just get up off of your do nothing and get to doing something anyhow, or you just keep going with what it is you're doing and let God perfect it. Remember, my story is our story. And here's the beautiful caveat. Christ Jesus, his victory is our victory. It's time to emerge.